关于怎么生了三个娃，我怎么怎么再去生了吧，把那个事儿化解了。我告诉你，你说你这老师怎么回事？跟你说孩子怎么了？你们说我们该做什么样的责任？在家负责什么规矩？该做什么责任？就是意思，意思咱不去提的，这就是那该什么责任？责任就是给你，跟你这关系那么多，责任就是给你。就是开始搞促销，啥子在这个社会要办什么样的事？都是你做的那个事了，要澄清啊，应该要澄清的是什么第六个事了，澄清的是应该是要说的三个的是告诉你什么？
我也想说一下我们那个说话，然后这个是不是在我们还是我们
你们现在是不是已经看到他那个事了？但是那个哪里上的？就是你就是看到什么？他们他拽着外头那几个人去上，就是不老实，你拽在外头什么事儿？就拿老师人家在那上课呢，没事就是自己去看老师那个什么，那个一些事儿，他们好像那个就是自己在事儿，有些真的在那上面去看过，有些快打死的事儿，可能是还有人在跟还有工程看过，也可能在事儿，还有工程看过，所以应该是他们在那上面。 all of the Kohanim that weren't so many, small group of Kohanim who came back with Ezra Nehemiah, all wanted to participate in HaKadosh HaKadosh. So Ezra and Nehemiah told them that they have to demonstrate with Tzav Yichus who their ancestor, what their ancestry is. They have to be a Kohen Yichus, and they have to be a Kohen Yichus, and the Kohen Chazokah are not permitted to come up with Ezra Nehemiah. And it says in Nehemiah that those Kohanim, which Tzav of those who were trying to find the Tzav Yichus couldn't find it, and the Golem and Akhavir were rejected from Yichus. They weren't permitted to be mocked with Kohen. So a plane, just like you require a plane to Yuppus back from the Kohen, so too you require a plane to Yuppus for Riyas to go. Why do you need a plane to Yuppus? Kohen Chazok is not good enough. What is Kohen Chazok is considered himself a Kohen? So he said this, answer, as he became older, so he realized this answer, that he would answer the Kohen Chazok or the Sabbath Rami with respect to Tzara'a Sodom. Because by Tzara'a Sodom, when he becomes Tohor, and to shave off all the hair on his body, including the field. Okay, it's not. Shave everything off the end of it. So that's an Easter? Normally, that's an Easter. The only time it's good, there is the Bach of Mitzvah. The coin who's passing in his car, in car, is only a Sophic coin, is only Kahani Hazok, is not Kahani Hazokas. That's not enough to be marked here, Sophic coin. Kahani Hazok is only Sophic coin. It's not enough to be marked in the Easter of Tiglana. So what's the answer by Tzara'a's batim, what's the answer by Tzara'a's bidon? You're not violating any of there. So he's coming to the Sabbath, doing the mitzvah, says that's for your ability. The Sabbath, take it away from the focus to do the mitzvah. In the Shvera Pshat, he said that the house will be declared in Tzara'a's batim, you may have to destroy the whole house as well. Or you may have to take out that whole stone and throw it out in the first year. So, Tzara'a's batim only by the mitzvah. Whenever there's a Sufik moment, they say, Mukhza called God to Islam. He came to Mukhza Naman and Sufik. Since I am Mukhza at my house, I have a Negev Saras, I have a Sufik, but that fellow is a bona fide Kohen, and he's a fraud. So I'm not going to have an Alokar, I don't have to subject my house to being destroyed, knocked down, I don't have to subject my brother, my big day Tzemer Kishna, my big day Or, my leather jacket, or whatever, being destroyed or burned, or being cut apart, cut to pieces, just because he's a Sufik. What's the Mahabai all the right? The Pashto said the whole question is very difficult. Why did Rabbi Kibega think of this answer? The answer is that Rabbi Kibega said that's wrong. It's true. He said that Kahani Chazak is not as Abad Kahana. That's Mihish Kalashur, who's another Talmud of Rabbi Kibega. Wanted to bring Kodonis to Manazah. He wanted to hear him to buy them off on English. He didn't know that there was a Maskev to buy them off on English. He wanted to bring Kodonis to Manazah. So there was several shagas that they could get for Hanan being busted. There were very few for Hanan being busted. There were 10 of them, the least son of all. The only few for Hanan being busted in the whole life. We have one. We have to work all day and all night for 7 days a week. And who else can help him out? His son. He has a son already. His son, Papa Hitzia. Don't have too many for Hanan being busted around. So who will do the Abadis HaKadon? So Tzviyush Kalasher came up with a Tiddish. This requirement to claim the Eucharist is only the Rabbah. The Nater Kani Chazok al Kut Kahan. And the Gemara says that the Zeva Chazok, the Kani Chazok al Kudir Tik Shulu Der Aisos, and not just Kudir Tik Shulu Der Rabbah. The Rambam's opinion is that Shulu is not by Shem, is also only the Rabbah. The other Shem is disagreeing. The other Shem hold the right of disagreeing. He said that Shulu is not by Shem, is Der Aisos. Still a Kahan was Kudir Tik Shulu Der Aisos. They were not Kuhan of the Eucharist. But that's what Tzviyish Kalash says, and the Duke did not bend with a bracha by a coin chain in the Eucharist. And the Kohen kills him with a bracha, even though they're not Kohen in the Eucharist. The answer is, we assume that a coin chain in the Eucharist, the Kohen Chazoke, is a coin in the Nater of the Chol Kvoro, which is a Chol Kvoro, the Rabbonon, the Kohen Kvoro is a Chol Kvoro, it's a Maimah, the Chol Kvoro, the Rabbonon, that we need to have a coin in the Eucharist. And Tzviyish Kalash was Mechavish, that the Vet Kohen Amor, whenever the Rabbonon, the Chavish is Chol Kvoro, the Rabbonon, that we need to have a coin in the Eucharist, it's only Hecha Devshir Bahafi. Enough Kohan Yuchas to do the Avodah, so then you don't allow the Kohan Yuchasok to do the Avodah. But his man said, if you don't have enough of it, you don't have enough Kohan Yuchas to do it. If you build the Beis HaMikdash, we will allow Kohan Yuchasok to do macro carbon into his man. But if you later, both of these right, if you later, and that's some flavor. The both man is going to go to Yish Kamshin. Some say, well, it's not a lot of them. The baby is 2 years old. Some say that he wants. The baby is older than the second. Every wife is second. They have the same tshuva when he disagrees with the earlier poskim. Shev Yankim, Shmiz Yankim, he said a lot of big poskim that take two more lines. They all say that Kohanim is Manazar, only stop the Kohanim. He carries the sosa. Only stop the Kohanim. Therefore, the Kohanim is Manazar will marry a Chalutza. In the end, they won't have to get divorced. Because the Chalutza is only Asur and the Rabbana. So we are saying the Rabbana of Kohanim. Just like the Paris is the Yivonis.
All I heard from the Torah entered the Yoram
מחנה איזה שירומים מברקר, הוא בא לתחלה ואיתנו את מחנה, הוא לא באותה המחנה, הוא משקול יום את כל המחנה, הוא לא יודע, 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 וגם על רדה משאי נמצאים על תנת שוב, והיו אותם כאן שכם איזה שירומים, וזה דין, זה נשאר פה, זה נסתי על שידוע, אני כבר נסתי על זה. Mabit has the Chiddush Diplo, he said that the Bini Yishuv, the name of the Yitzhak and Kalim, Rola Yerachsa, and Kavit Chaim, and the Mercy Yishuv, they know just like it Yitzhak and Kalim in Yerushalayim. So if we can read in the Yerachsa and Kavit Chaim, the only thing is that you have to shef it in the Azor. You can't shef it, you have to shef it in the Chiddush. Once you shef it, it'll be Yitzhak and Kavit Chaim, if you take it out, Kutz and Yerachsa, and Kutz and Yerushalayim. That's why it doesn't work. That's his life. They bothered him. Bothered their kasha. If he's right, that all of yours, I'm coming from Mr. Shulamun, have the status of Mahna Shkina. The only reason why he can't eat kashin kalim all over it, because, and he was so weird, he said, why not be allowed to eat by the shayi? All of yours, I'm coming from, that's not it, so weird, he said. You don't have to take him to the Azor. Just have to take him to the Shalai. So why not, so what is eat by the shayi? All of yours, I'm coming from. So he says, no, by the shayi is more common. Yerushalayim that we require, so I think it's Yerushalayim is more common than Yerushalayim that is required to touch in Kalim, because when you eat them, like you say, Yerushalayim you have to be seen and see that there's something there. So since the Yerushalayim of Kavos Chaim are not, not continuing to Kushas Azor and to Kushas Arabai, therefore it's not good enough for Achim of Yerushalayim.
Also, it's a possible sign.
Because happened that that part of Yerushalayim that they added on was only added on politically. They never had any issues with Yerushalayim at all. So that's why they're wrong. Or are they also wrong in principle that no such animal can exist? That if Yerushalayim, the Gabi Akilat, Tashim Kalam, and not the Gabi Maisheni, they might need more of the Tushim Yerushalayim, a higher level of Tushim Yerushalayim than they need the Gabi Akilat, Tashim Kalam. That's the question. The Svara of the Gabi is bound to be the Mar. The only problem is that Svara is attributed to the Yami Har. We reject them because they're wrong at a different point. They're clearly wrong at a different point, but this area that was added on never had Tushim Yerushalayim for any purposes whatsoever. But what about the Yikis Svara that they held that such a thing can exist? That's the deal between the Mabitas. You got it right? Is it correct then?
What's the
say
of sending
them out of the Shabbat? Shabbat. But to violate the law, that doesn't really have to be called Machna Yisra. To violate the law, that's the debate that the Mishnah that this is still what it's called a real Machna Yisra. To violate the essay, that you are says yes. You go down before you put the sukkah that the essay is out of the law. But the law is not a function.
The Rambam says that there's only an essay.
Rambam says only an essay. What about this man of death? You have these demons that the Torah is forbidden. Let's say you have a third man of death. If the coin doesn't declare him as Talmudic, he's already once. Someone told him how the coin doesn't pass it. What if the coin will pass him that he's Talmudic? Will he be forbidden to enter by Yoros al Kavos Chaim and his man of death? The other thing I'm doing is Rashi and Pesach and Dronis and the famous days. What is all the truth here? Of Yisur and Shalavro, whether such a thing exists or not. The Gemara discusses Tzaran. Gemara calls the Bryce thing. Gemara calls the contradiction between Rav Yechanan and the Bryce. Rav Yechanan says, Nivonim, Eni Yisur and Shalavro. If a person doesn't have any children,
since the days of the Yerushalayim, you may want to learn, or how you learn to learn.
is, I'm saying that the student, that the negative shalom may be so in his day. And not the student shalom, but only hotel they are. They say that, but there's no deal, she wrote the name at all, there's none of that. Let's just say, who's the Yushalayim? What you think, Hirka? Because the Torah is not to be able to enter into Yushalayim. If you say that the Torah is not to be able to enter into any Ayur, not to come, not to come, not to come, so he's very restricted in there, because he has a lot of cities that he can't enter. Just say he can't enter into Yushalayim, so that's not so difficult. That's what Tyson says, the Kach. That's what Tyson's trying to get the Kach. So, Tyson gives a different shot. Not that the Mitzvah is not permitted to enter into a Yosan Kresh Kamer Sushukadur, but rather we have to be careful not to touch Truma. And these are people who are Torah, who are still in the Tar, they tell that they have a Torah. The Mitzvah says, how can I need them? The Mitzvah says that we still have a part of your name on the Roy. These are the Tar themselves. The Mitzvah will have to be careful not to touch any people who want to eat Truma, not to touch any Truma. Make sure that he's not touching the Kamer, so not to leave the Kamer. That's why it's a word in the country, so that's considered the Surah Sheim Shalav. When it's been going to Surah Shalav, if you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, no Taurus, and there's no Shinoach Men, good to Mahat. So Allah Hamayt, if there's a Machloi, there's a Rashi Intentus, but if this din, of a Yorz HaMkot Tan, would apply to Man Azim. Taisa Shite, that just like the din, the original din and everything, that a Yorz HaMkot Tan, but the din don't apply to Man Shaila Yalom Noi, is referring to different din of a Yorz HaMkot Tan. Din of a Gula Batin, if somebody's got a Vayu, it's not the Rechaimah, only has pinyon within the first year. After the first year is up, then it's netla. Then it's like pieces are coming out in the Tayyos. And Yori said, if that halacha, gula, batim, and batim, every time only applies in Bansha Yedvon Mas. It has to do with the going back to Yedvon, not going back to Yedvon. What about these little shiloh? And then it doesn't say the fruition anymore. Like with the Raj Bar says, that's the Mahalini, is Rashi intends to be here. Rashi says that that being, shiloh to name, which by Yedvon, but it's not applied. It applies not restricted by your ego. That applies even to Bansha in our ego. There's this place that none of it didn't apply to my ego. Bansha in our ego. When is Rashi Pesach about my ego?
The
name
of Batera Choma seems to apply to the Vaishini also. The Kanavila,
the Yoga
was not.
No, Yoga was not. The Shadda, the Yoga was not even found by Shane in our Torah and the Rafa. Okay, it was not. The Rabbi Nathani didn't. Sir Kashomer claims that Yehovah was not his man by Shem in the Torah. Shem said, no, we don't even know Yehovah the Rabbi. They counted the Yehovah in the Torah. I was for sure that they counted. It wasn't one of the Yehovahs were Kaddish Shmit, and they counted the Yehovah as the 50th year as the blank year, so that they would know when the Shmit will occur. Because Yehovah was not the first, you don't go cycles of 7 years together, so one time all the Buddha. And the Chachamim disagreed. They know that the Yehovah was the 50th year, the blank year. And it's not another, they go into the 50, 50, 50. And every 50 had the first 49 years of 7, 7, 7, 7, and the 50th year separate. It doesn't belong to any cycle of Yeshua. So even if you hold that Yehovah didn't apply in the Torah, it was not by Shem, it was by Shishu. But still, Yehovah was the separate year. It applies to Yehovah, the Yehovah applied to the Rabbah. So when he's in the Rabbah, he's all ready for that. But when the Talmud disagrees, he says, no, the Yehovah was not even a Torah, it was not by Shem. The Gemara doesn't mean call Yeshveh Olel. That's the shadow. What does it mean call Yeshveh Olel? Does it mean you have to have the majority of the Jewish population at that time living in Eretz Yisrael, which was Man by Shem, they didn't have the majority of that today. The majority of the Jewish population of Man by Shem did not live in Eretz Yisrael. Or is it sufficient that you have a representation of each of the Yud Eshvat? That's what they'll be the top claim. As long as you have a clear representation of each of the Yud Eshvat, then that's called call Yeshveh Olel. That each Shem would represent it. It doesn't mean that you have to have the majority of the population.
If Rashi says that the din is only in the Gabi Bhakti Koma, then there's a lot of sense to that, because the whole Heshbon of the Shanim seems to, of the Geula seems to be linked to the, maybe not necessarily the Bhakti Koma, but in the Geula's Prata. So therefore, it's not Shema Yodonai, so the whole din doesn't apply.
Right.
But for everything else, why shouldn't it have a din of like Machmel Yisrael?
That's the Raj Baba. Remember, the Raj Baba Brahma says that that's Shita Trash. That Gemara there can only refer to Gula. Gula is back in Hafti. You get it back to Yom. You don't get it back. That depends on Yom. On the man, Shema Yodonai, you know Ebenibi. Why Ebenibi has a Shaykhus with Yom? Shula, May, what is the Shaykhus with Yom? There's no Shaykhus with Yom. An interesting thing is a lot of Shiloh
on the Torah Chutz L'Amaneh. What kind of a din is it? So the Gemara has a din of Aikot in the third Torah that one who is an Avel, a small account, is not made Avel for Rego. Why? Because also Yasin the Rabbi, the Docha Yasin the Rabbi, the Sipa Yasin, and it says Yasin the Rabbi, is Mutal on all of us, so the Chavis Avel is only an Esed the Yochi. The Gemara says, it's not normal to say, Ein Esed Efe Esed, Nes is not there for another rest, because my will be high Esed and high Esed. But over here I say, it is all that. It says, it's stronger than the other rest. It's the Esed, the Gemara says, in the end, it's cooler. If you have two Esed, and later come home, the Gemara says, if you have one Esed, against another essay, and there's a contradiction, because you determine somehow or another that one essay is stronger than the other, and you said the essay would be there for the essay. Really, Mark is also, plus the essay, the yafay, plus the essay, the rabbi, the dobi essay, the yafay. So, Mark has a subject, this tells us then that an obelisk might make out of this, but the regular point out here is the rabbi, the essay, the yafay. What about the Torah, who has certain dinim of abelisk as well, except Kriya as well, because of you through it? Top of Yasa Yastamat, who's a Tarari, to cover his head, we don't observe that thing about Bailey's Kitanism. As it says, we don't observe because it looks ridiculous, nobody will know what we're doing. There is a deal about Tibus Arash, but he's supposed to be off, he's supposed to cover his head with a hood. And that says the Shulmarach, that the Amazing Tanay should also observe that thing partially by wearing a hat. You wear a hat. One of the Nobelis, the Ramon, they should wear a hat, not about God, they should wear a hat the whole time, very cheap, and it's cheap. It's the Kima Dinah, that's the Kima of the Dinah about Tibus Arash. So the Gemara points out that you have some din in him. Gemara says that the Menuda, one who's in Chayr and observes Dinim of Avelus for himself. And the Mitzor also observes Dinim of Avelus on himself. The Mitzor is Pashu Kimeis. Menuda is Dinu Kimeis. Because when Menuda dies, considering him one of the Haruli Ben, he attributes his death to the person with it. The Gemara has in the third Tariq, White Cup, Tariq, and Ovigam. The Gemara has all the Dinim of Avelus, the Dinim of Menuda, the Dinim of the Torah, the Dinim of Mitzorah, all blended in together because they're all knowing Abedus. It's all a form of Abedus. And so is an Abedus in himself. Why is the Shad? Maybe I should say that just like there's no Abedus, no Heg Goregel, so too there should be no Dine Mitzorah, no Heg Goregel. Namely, that Mitzorah should not have to wear Rit Godim, should not have Ati Musaroi, should not have whatever other Dine Mitzorah. So the Gemara says, what's Allah and Goyalu? Mitzorah Mashin and Sarata Goregel. So the Gemara brings the Raya Toshma. That we have a topic that says, Zahat Karua, Shaboy HaNegev, God of these rumors of Roshi, Karua, Asaf Yasa, so the word Zahat Karua, Shaboy HaNegev, the Hat Karua is the rabbi's Tangor. So even if the Tangor is the Tarua, he also has this being of Tara. The Tangor called Ashon and Israel, the regular dumb, Tangor all year long, doesn't have any available, just like the Israel on Yotzir, just like the Jew on Shal Shadomim. Why? Why is that? The Gemara says because we have a din that we don't have from Aaron, Karsha Shmini, but the Tangon is not going to win it. Even though the Tangon is an item, he's still not going to win it. So that din we do, right? The Tangon all year long has a din of his throne of regals of it. He doesn't have a din of Abedos. Nevertheless, he is not a Saras. If the Tangon becomes a Misora, he is not a din of Saras. So this is a clear right. The Gemara says that a person who's a Misora is not a Saras of a regal. So Rashi has an interesting comment on that Gemara. The Gemara had the topic originally, but the Mitzvah is not Sarat of the Rego. So the part of the Shaim is, well, you have to have Asimus Arosh for Rego, or you have to have God in Kuruwe, Rosh and Yir Parua, all the other things. So Rashi says, if you permit it to come in, if the Mitzvah permit it to come in, into Machne Yisrael, or into the Yorotam Kavit Kavit. The interesting Rashi. Rashi holds that even that din of the Mitzorah is that usually people think that the Mitzorah is not allowed to be in the Machna because it's a contagious disease. And you don't want everybody else to get sick of the same disease. But the Mitzorah we teach from the Chumash at that time correct. Why is the Mitzorah only Mishpalei Chutzlah, Yoros HaMakovus, Chanoes, Mishuvah, and Muslim Shalayim? Why not Chutz, why don't we have a special place for the Mitzorah? So the other cities is allowed to live in the Mitzorah. It's only Chutzlah, Yoros HaMakovus, Chanoes, not allowed to live. What are you going to do with the problem of the contagious disease? Gives on it. So apparently that's not the meaning for the din. But what kind of a din is it? So what can you say the din of Shiloh Pnei Ben Amach? That's a din of the Tunis. That's not a din. That's because the Mitzorah is a tongue. Not because the Mitzorah has to observe the laws of Avela. So from this Rashi you see not so. Rashi holds a Chiddush din. And even the din of the Mitzorah is Mishtalei Echutz L'machane is not because of Shiloh Pnei. The Parsha seems to lead off in Shiloh Pnei Ben Amach.
that they deserve or become Eveis has Shiluach Machmas. Why? That's because of Avelis. Don't find any Yilgav Eveis by deserving to become Eveis. But in the Torah, the Gemara says you have Yilgav Eveis. The Gemara has all the Yehugi in the Torah together with the Yehugi in the Nude, but the Yehugam together with the Yehugi Eveis. That's the form of Eveis. But the Zavad and Tom Meis not. So Rashi holds that the Shiluach Kameyin of the Torah, that is not permitted to enter into the Ayur Kamp of the Spaymo, it's not permitted to enter into the Yerushalayim, that is the din of Nihu Gaveri. Although by the others, it's not Nihu Gaveri, it's being Mishpalei Chutz, or Mach Mishchino, or Mach Mishchino, it's not Nihu Gaveri, they don't have any Gaveri, but by the Torah, his being Mishpalei Chutz, or Mach Mishchino, and Chutz, Ayur Kamp of the Spaymo, that's the din of Nihu Gaveri. So the Gemara had a Svara to say, and maybe the Mitzvah is not knowing Gabi Huzo, he's not knowing Nihu Mitzvah, but Rego, he would be Mutter on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he'll be Mutter to come into the Machmas. The Achrayim Rebbeim don't like that Rashi. They think that it should be Gemara. If one comes out of the Maskana, then it doesn't matter. The Mitzvah is knowing Gabi Huzo, but Rego, but all right, we can go. If the Kangol has a big Mahasalu, the Rabbis can go. Even if Kangol is Kolosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but Rego Shami, he still has the deal of Tzarah, so Mitzvah is knowing Gabi Huzo, Mitzvah is knowing Sarat of the race. And if one comes out of the Moskva, then this is Noir. The Halacha lies, it's not the gay anyway. The Shadow was within the Gemara and Divayim. The Gemara held originally as Torah. And David in the Torah is not knowing Dinek, Sarat. For Regel, he will still be a Tomei. The Gemara never had a Torah to say that if you touch someone, the guy's not going to be Tomei on him. It means that the Yehugi Avelus of the Torah wouldn't be Noir. So Rashi and the Gemara and Divayim learned that the Shibuach of the Torah puts the Machaneh Yisroel, the third Machaneh, first two machmas that he's forbidden to enter, machmas shkina and machmas leviya, that's the din of shiluach kamei, that's not going to change on regel. On yom tov, you're not going to say you're allowed to go to the azor. You're not going to say you're allowed to go to the harabai, you're still not allowed to go. But that he's not allowed to go to Yerushalayim or Ayor, from Tzotz Chaim, the additional shiluach, put for machmas and hashlishes, Rashi holds that's only one of the evil gavelus of the bodhid yeshi, who puts on machmas and shavai, that additional din that the Mitzvah has, Machmas Shlishis, that's based on the Yehugi Avelus of the Mitzvah, not based on Tumah. And if for regular, it wouldn't be noyed, but being the Avelus of the Mitzvah, then if you would have to come into the third Machmas, also to go to the first one, would have to go to the third one. And I'm trying to find out Rashi difficult. They think that they shouldn't have said that. They think that it should only be the negate of God in Kruin, and Yoshe Faru, and the other thing.
Rashi would say that the point of the Mitzvah is
the other two is because of Shiluach Kamei in the Torah's Tumah. And the Torah for the third Machaneh, it's a different din.
So the Torah is a Nihu Gavim. It's the same at all.
Yeah, the Pashup Shad and Pashup is against that. That's the last right assignment. The Pashup Shad and Pashup is not the reason that the Torah is Mishtalei Chutz to his Machaneh because of his Tumah. The Tumah is for sure not going to be here on the Aregel. Yeah.
Regarding the contagion, in Aftara, the story about the four Mitzorim were outside during the siege, and Shomron was built after, it was built by Omri after Yom Kippur, so they shouldn't have, they shouldn't have had to be there. They might have been there because of a problem with the gate.
Okay. For all purposes, they probably always would stay after the Mitzorim, which that's what he did. Based on that passage, that says, put Lamachna Moshavo, what the Yeshu Mechutz Lamachna and Moshav, that's the next week's parashah. So the Gemara comes on the word Moshav, or the Gemara Brocha is coming. The word Moshav, the Gemara says the following, that a Mitzvah is Kishu next. How do you know that? Because when Miriam came to the Mitzvah, it says that Aaron begged that Moshe Rabbein, he should be called after the Torah to cure the disease that she had. So he said, Al Tehikar Kamez, let her not be like a dead person. See, that process that the Torah is Rukh Shlomet. Instead of what is the Torah Rukh Shlomet. So just like the mace is the Tambi for Oho, the Torah is also the Tambi for Oho. So the Gemara in Mishnah is, it's never called with the same term. The Paris Yisrael, and the end of it in his Kaslam, is called Marikoyin, and other before the Paris all pointed out. Some pointed out the Torah most often. Not sure. They pointed out that it's not called Oho, it's called Tumat Bio, meaning that the Torah is the Tambi for Bio. The Bio means when he walks into a room. You start sitting in a room, you walk in, then you become Tumas. So that's what by Mace we would call that Tumas Ohel, and by Mitzvah we don't call it Tumas Ohel, we call it Tumas Bia. What's the difference? Why do you call this Tumas Ohel, that Tumas Bia? So the Chasam says, in order to distinguish between the two, because the Pesach points out, in Yevamos, and in Haftinah points out also, traditional meaning, that the halachas are not exactly identical.
discusses the third of wanting to participate in Sfirah Tzibur. Just to say, how can you do the Sfirah Tzibur? Be in the shul, everybody's going to be done. The Mishnah says you should make a chiz in the shul. The chiz doesn't have to be to the Tzibur. It's the women's section has to be to the Tzibur. And the Tzibur says it doesn't have to be to the Tzibur. As long as it's a certain height, how high does it have to be?
10 tefachim, no?
10 tefachim.
Like a regular chiz for sure.
Is it 10 tefachim? Much taller than that. You have to take a look at the mission. It gives you a shear how high it has to be. It doesn't have to reach the roof. He knows if it's dead tefa above that, so if there would be a mace on one side, you go to the other side, but the mitzvah is on that side of the shul, people on the other side of the hip will not be coming. The question is, why should that be so? So one could say, this land is sharp, or this land is sharp, to say that the seh tefa and maybe a tefa is only the rabbanon. There's a mace in this room, and the person walks in the other room. The person in the other room is coming, is only the rabbanon. Rabbi Avraham, he shouldn't have given one, but the shah disagrees with the shah. He goes to the shah every day. And he thinks that it's wrong, that it's the real thing that writes. So he should assume that it's only the rabbanon. So he said, it's only instituted by mace. They didn't institute it by hachot, it didn't institute it by the Torah. The mace is much more clear than the Torah. Everybody's in the dark, that's all the bother. Not everybody comes to the Torah. And you can say, it's only the rabbanon, it didn't institute it by the Torah. The Rabbi Avraham says, it's not true, it's in the writing. So once you assume that it's a raisa, how do you distinguish between a mace and a mitzvah? The answer is that it's not exactly the same thing. By mace, it's called the mas ohel, ohel it is. But by a mitzvah, the pasuk says, "Mikutz manachan and moshavo," that the moshav ham mitzvah is mitame. So the moshav ham mitzvah means that it's mitame, but the leader, if you come into the same room where the mitzvah is, then you're coming. But if you're not in the same room, even though it's in the same ohel, ohel it is, but it's not called the moshav ham mitzvah, so that's why you're not coming. That's why I started saying one brachas makes a distinction. Let's say there's a maze going, there's a maze being brought in a car, let's say in the Lincoln Tunnel. Someone else is in the same tunnel. So even though the maze is moving all along, the thing is that whoever else is in the same tunnel at the same time becomes tunnel. By Mitzorah, if the Mitzorah is walking, the people are in the same room, the other people are not tunnel. Because the more learns in brachas, the more brachas are in the Mishnah going. The Mishnah said, you don't have an apostate, because from Achman Moshova, that the motion of Mitzorah is the time. Only when the Mitzorah sits still. If it doesn't sit still, then it's not the time. Getting halal from it. If you use it for halitza, you're getting halal.
That's a shadow. Why not say this is lovely hummus? Because it shouldn't be, it shouldn't constitute a violation of the Sibiyam. That's a shadow. But the other mitzvah, it has a mati with it. It has a mati with it. There's a big discussion here in the go on and pray about this. What do you do this one? That's how you want to start so. That we have chila loy tachos first. That would be to you, the happy quote in the name of brotherhood. That would be to you. That's why the mitzvah is chalitza. The Romans is a bold fairy, tells all the name of chalitza. Very fascinating fairy. And the whole of the Romans is this fairy is self-contained. You know, this fairy, without learning anything before or anything. So the problem before are all interrelated, and the problem after also is all related a lot. But this fairy is very self-contained. So the Gemara says, now that you will have to have a sound of Hamu, for the sound of Hamu, because it's also not enough, because it's special names. Because it's Tom's rapist, or if it's Tom's rapist, obviously it's also not enough. Otherwise, you don't come to the pizza out of the earth. The shot is, what if the Yevit, when I had you used it, would it be possible for the Yevit, would it be the Chalitza be possible? So you violated the Avera, getting Hado from a sound of Hamu, the sound of Hamu. He did an Avera, that doesn't necessarily possible for the Chalitza yet. So the Gemara discusses what the possible for the Yevit based on the following. We had a Gemara position in the first period that it says Na'alo. And Na'alo doesn't mean that it has to necessarily belong to him. So it means Na'alo, Haroilo, that it should be the right size. So you need a shear. The son will have to have a shear. Whenever something needs a shear, you have a ruling of confessing Mech to shear. Whenever something needs a shear, and if it is told you within Haroilo, you have to destroy it like Avodah, like Chomet, or like if they like Avodah Zorah, it's Tony with the Noilon. But then I say, if you turn to the Mech Kishur, I treat it as a Shur, it's chopped up into tiny particles, and it's not Mitzur of Yaka. Is it the thing we're not unified together as one unit, as one piece? So the Mora said, I should say over here, if you turn to the Mech Kishur, that you don't have the Shur, what's a different kind of it?
What's the expression?
You can taste Nechash HaNechoshet. Chop up the tiny particles. The one says, Kitesi, Mechta Shiur, top, 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 top. Mechta, top, 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 Shiur. The Shiur is considered as if it were chopped up, not chopped up. But since it's Tom's even been Oilon, and sort of I say, Kohan and Israel, this sort of dumb, meaning I consider it as if it had already, since you believe the burden to destroy it. When you destroy it, it'll be ashes, it'll be tiny particles. So I consider it now, since it's only to be destroyed, it doesn't have the Hashibas of having a Shiur shown them all together. So first of all, it's interesting in the Gemara that this is called the place of Mech Bishur, because it's a different kind of a shear. Some Achronim want to question whether you're permitted to use Shemesh or Sreifo, but near Chanukah. The Rambam quotes a Yishalmi, the Rambam who was a quotes a Yishalmi, that they're permitted to do Shemesh or Sreifo. Shemesh or Sreifo means Truma, Shemesh or Truma Shehitmo. So it's a mitzvah to burn. Shemesh or Mitzvah Lissah, Kachem Shehitmo, Kachem Mitzvah Lissah, Truma Shehitmo. Shemesh or Truma Shehitmo is called Shemesh or so the Yushami said before is in the Rambam quotes, it was Yushami is true, they committed to Yushami is Reiter for their Hanukkah. Some of our friends have a whole discussion, how can we do Yushami is Reiter for their Hanukkah? Why not say that you have to have a Shir in the Shemesh Shul their Hanukkah, that should bring half an hour? Why not say that you place your Mech Bishuri? Since the Shemesh is Reiter is only being sorry, so she says it doesn't have a Hashir for the Shir. So most of the Akron is in here, as in Pashtu. That's not cool to place the Mech Bishuri. That's only when the shear has to be of one unit of a shear and a chaser. So there's a shear in relation to something else, like how long it has to burn. So it can still burn for half an hour. Shem is straight, it's still going to burn for half an hour. So it does have the shear. So the same thing over here. So I'm not running on the Koshim on the Yushami point out, on this paragraph, Mrs. Chalitza, the point out that perhaps the Yushami disagrees with the Bible in the year. Maybe you wouldn't say you place the Mech Bishuri for this kind of a shear that's established, Shem Chalitza. Has to have a shear. What kind of a shear? There's no shear be at Musa, how big the shoe has to be. It's a shear in relationship to the foot of the yogurt. It should be a shear. Now low, or right low, part of the God, look, part of the God. It shouldn't be too small. It should be the right size for his foot. So even if you say he doesn't have the shear that the at Musa doesn't have the hashivas of a shear, it's a different kind of a shear. It's a shear in relationship to his foot. Maybe the shear should happen. But Bobby said that it's not. Bobby said the foot, that's no good.
What is another possible fact that it's
okay. You can answer.
So
here there is, I think, a machlokes the Babu and the Shammai. regarding the standard of Shabbat, but he said he takes the Nefesh and Urah Dan. Yerushalmi says you don't, and Rabbi says you do. But a similar Svara is found in Achrayim regarding the Yerushalmi by Chalitza as it's found regarding the Shem and Tzveik of the Nechamim. Not necessarily. Then the Gemara says maybe you shouldn't say you face an after Shiur by the sound of Shalchalitza because it's said in the Chumash the Sarach is HaBeger, Achim B'Shah Svefer, Kori Beger. The Chumash called it a Shem Beger. And the Gemara says if you would say you face an after Shiur, you wouldn't be able to have that thing that we just said before. But if you mach this Ruba of the Beger into a room, then all the people who are in that room would be coming. It wouldn't be Ruba of the Beger. The Beger is to face an after Shiur, so doesn't the Rav doesn't have a Shivas of the Rav. There's no Shiur in the Rav applicable to it. Mar says no, that's the pasuk that says in this week's sentence, the Rav is not begging, so I feel the Bishan Shreif and Kara begging. The pasuk is Mechadish that it does retain its shame begging. It retains the Hashivas of the unit, it's called the begging, and therefore there is a din of Ruben Kukula. You wouldn't say he doesn't have to shura, you wouldn't be able to apply the Kala of Ruben Kukula. So then the Mar says, Yuri, once you have a pasuk that says the Sarak is not begging, I feel the Bishan Shreif and Kara begging, Hilly, let me know, but for now, that it's called the Kukula, and again the Halitza is, well, so why do you apply the Kukula to Shura to Halitza? Say that the Sandla Mutzkor, the Sandla Mukhbar is no good for Halitza. What is no? He said, Mithu Maloyami. That's the line. He said, Mithu Maloyami. That's the Gemara in Gaul that put him on the list. We show him have a whole discussion about this. He said, Mithu Maloyami. The other day, Hilda Spaces, there's an institution that's called Tarka de Reyusa. Some of you are learning the rest of the institution. You know what type of reason. You know how type of reason by Kuma. And there's a study, but it's not a story or not. Yeah, the type of reason, whatever that means, it's a complicated case. And tomorrow, later on in the institution, it's not so complicated. So I'm dealing with a lot of things. It's more complicated than the other. More complicated is the one of the other institution, plus additional demands. More says, if you have a case of type of Asafik Kuma, you have a type of reason, you have two strikes against you, you have to declare that it's done. So the writer has a chiddush in Hilchos Trefa. So you have a shayla on an animal that it's a trefa or not. And if there's something wrong in a lung, something wrong in a fourth leg or something, and has one shayla, and you count that shayla would be kosher. Then I have another shayla, you count that shayla would also be kosher. But I say, since there was one shayla, there was another shayla, since it's a type of the reason, there are two strikes against it. It's two strikes in the lung. That's the type of the reason. Where did the writer get this from? Well, based on this shayla alone, it's not enough to be mastered. Based on the other shayla, it's not enough to be mastered. Since you have two shadows, not one shadow on one leg, one shadow on a lung, but the two shadows are near each other, in the same spot, near each other, the same organ, the same neighbor, so they have tired of the reuse, so then I say that it's also really big that up. So the Bible says, based on the Gemara, and needed up, you know it out. The Gemara says, when you have tired of the reuse, so you're in the Kame, so if you have tired of the reuse, so you ask it as well. So I pray and discuss a cash on the right, but how can you extend north of Tumen, in the area of Issa the Hesir, the Gemara says, if you want it, Issa the Tumen, why not Tumen? You cannot extend, you can make a mamatzina from Tumah to Tumah. You can make a mamatzina from Yisr to Yisr, from Mamun to Mamun. But the Mamun is to Olay Alpina, Yisr to Tumah Olay Alpina, to the separate area. So how can the right be extended? We have a whole institution of Tarkin that we use on the everyday. There's a complete story written on that topic. The right be invented a new topic of Tarkin that we use in Yisr's paper. We don't have one, you know. Kind of logic, but Shulis, Kutam Shulash. Instead of Kutam Shulash, as the Shulis of the three Rosh Hashim in Galosh, and the Kind of Logina, in this section, he has the first third of the sefer. He quotes in the name of the Tumah Goyim, he was against the whole idea of Tarkin the Reis. What do you mean you have a shayla, you're a neighbor? He's mutter as mutter. What do you mean you're a tsar? The Tumah Goyim didn't believe in Sirut Meshit. Either it's tsar or it's mutter. What do you mean it's tsar? Usually it's tsar, but another sheep. If you never pass on any one of the sheep, all of a sudden you tsar the sheep is the aser. All of a sudden you tsar the sheep is the imam. What do you tsar is that? It's mutter, it's mutter, it's tsar, it's tsar. The voice of the Tumah Goyim that he told me that we're going to talk about Tumah Goyim and then we can pass the Tumah Goyim. We use them and then we can make the Tumah Goyim. But the other day, it's a big thing. The Goyim has long essays on it and they're complete stories written on it. Again, it's an animal which they can become part of the reason. So the time that the Goyim quotes in our Goyim, we get to write it is, but it's in the Tumah Goyim. You have to know how can you extend one from the other. Turned to me, but points out an interesting Gemara in Parsha Kazru. The Gemara says in White Cotton, let's say a person died and his relatives have to be cleared. Instead of with the new beggar, because I will wear an old beggar that was torn already on a previous occasion. I will go to the funeral of that beggar. So the Gemara says, no good, you're not Yotzei Kriya, you have to live Kriya, the person has to live Kriya anew, any time in Torah Shah. And one who goes with beggar HaParua, Lifnei HaMeis, only wants to save money. And he wears a beggar that's torn already, that wasn't with the same mace there.
Greater, the one that's less important.
So normally we say Asi Asi the Rabbi, Yochi Asi the Yochi. It seems Asi Yochi is stronger than Aveiros of the Yochi, but the Baha'i says a contested Yochi, that you have Aveiros Yemishu, which is the Raisa, opposed to the other Sheish of Gomes, which is only seen as the Yochi. The Rosh Hashanah, certainly in the midst of the rice, the Aveiros Yemishu will be stronger than the Yochi of the Rabbi. That's the finish of the Baha'i. So the Baha'i HaTaisu says the Kash, the Kash says the Kash against the Baha'i. How can you say that? What is that? In the Sukkot, in the Kali, that when the Chosim come to get married, they have Shibus in the Mishnah. Then by the time the first day, right before, right after the Chukah, doesn't matter, one of the relatives dies, the Gemara says, they don't observe Shibus in the Shibus in the Mishnah. So they don't observe Avela Sukkot. The Kashi is what? The Mishnah is the Shibus in the Mishnah is only the Rabbanon. The Shalom says, the Moshe Rabbeinu was Mishnah, it's only Chachon the Rabbanon. And the Baha'i is right, that Avela is a Mishnah in the Raisna, Akan did the Rabban, the Shiris Namish, the Gai, the Abel, the Rashi, that's the Kashi. So the answer, the Baha'i, the Mishnah Messiah, says, then you can say the Shiris Namish is a Simcha de Raisa. Or the Maharam Rupert says, maybe the admission of the Chosim is the Raisa. Or you need that one day should be the Raisa. So they're both the Raisa. So then you can say that this is the Raisa, the Raisa, the Raisa. Still a question, why? And Yonder, still Chosim, the Zeha, Amel is because Simchas Yonder was an Asi Yasa de Rabbi, or here it's only Asi de Yochi, or here Simchas Chosim is only Asi de Yochi. Still a little difficult. Why should we consider the Simchas Chosim as a stronger mitzvah in Yavel? It's a kasha, but not the kasha that we should, but we should have a stronger kasha. Simchas Chosim is one to Rabbanon, Akne Bahag, the Bahag went to the Mitzvah Rabbanon, never did it, so there is, that's what that's a shame, they never did it, Avel is the mission. So how is it Simchas Chosim there? There's a mission in the Goyim. We're learning this year, the end of Nida, the Gemara quotes. The Goyim is the Ibn Egel, so it says, the whole Marib, any Hakoyim. The Gemara quotes the mission, the Goyim, so that post is only, the Kodos Hanirim Shibim. It's a mockum, that's a base Hastorim, it's not even Tumas Taras. So let's say a person has a Negat Taras in his armpit, or in between his legs, some part of the body, let's say a woman has a Negat Taras under her breast, a part of the body that's usually covered up, even when she takes the clothes off, it's usually covered up. Mishnah says that then there's no din of Negev Tzaraas. As we got in his part, that's not Beis HaStorah. And then the Gemara says that the same shiurim of Beis HaStorah that are originally formulated in the Mishnah regarding the Goyim apply also to Tefillah. That you don't require the Mishnah, you don't have to even the Beis HaStorah. But there's no din that you have to be a smile in the Beis HaStorah. You don't have to sit with a person who goes to the Mishnah, doesn't have to open his mouth, doesn't have to open his eyes. So the word should go in. He has a chatzitz inside the eyes, inside the mouth, that's no good. That's his one position. That's okay. Very fair. Shalideh, whether the rice of the Rabbanah, the rice of the Rabbanah, the Shulchan Aruch is in the rice of the chatzitz in Beis HaStorah. But the reason that chatzitz is not good in the Beis HaStorah, the reason that Hashem is in the Rabbanah. But you don't need Bias Mayim there. So we were learning this Gemara, so we were wondering, let's say a woman has a Negev Tzaraas on her breast, on Shalideh, who's going to look at the Negev Tzaraas? A client is going to look at the Negev Tzaraas. Can a woman Kohenis look at the medicine? Or does this thing only apply to men? The Kohen has to pass, has to be a male. And you have a woman Kohenis has to pass. So he didn't know. So here's one of the outstanding doctor of Israel, sitting on the Shayyo Shalom. This is doctor of Anisai. So he said, oh, to the famous Medrash Rabba. He said, he was always wondering about the same thing. The only time one walker was discussed one way or the other, and he said, yes. The Medrash Rabba told the story on Parshas Tazria. The Kohen did the Yisrael, he was making a living. He told his wife he's going to have to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to the Nisayan to make some business. And then he told his wife, in case somebody comes with a Negev Tzaraas, you take care of the business. This person, you come and you tell her, and he's giving her over all the dinim. He goes like this, and he goes like that. And then he was telling her something very unusual about the body, that every sayer that grows from the body has a different guma. You can't have two sayers come from one guma. And the punishment sees to it, the hashgacha and the shamayim, that this is so, and two sayers will come from one guma, I think it must be the person of God. He's the morning, and the last of the first one. So the wife told the husband, you know, the punishment gives such a hashgacha, brought this, and such a minute detail. So the punishment wants you to have a parnassus, and you wouldn't have to go to the dinner say, yeah, so what do you want to tell him? Change his mind, and he's staying home. And she never began this. But Rabbi Shimon pointed out, it's a Vayikra Rabba, this is
Yeah, it's all about you guys.
telling you, though, if this guy's trying to show off the Yakira, what's going to happen?
Yakira told him.
Because what happened was he was a big Tesla.
Tesla.